Today I'm going to talk about a relatively new feature that came out with iOS 14. And this feature, basically what it allows you to do is it allows you to double tap the back of your phone to perform certain actions. So for example, you could double tap the back of your phone to go to the home screen, or you could triple tap the back of your phone to go to the app switcher. There's a million different possibilities that you can set this feature for. It's a really useful feature that honestly, I thought that I would never use it, but I actually, even though I still have a home button, I actually find that I prefer to use back tap over the home button just because it is a lot quicker. In order to set this up, you'll need to go into accessibility settings. So I'll go ahead and do that now with Siri. Open accessibility settings.
Let's take a look at the accessibility settings. Settings.
I'm in accessibility settings. So now the easiest way to get to back tap is I'm going to turn my rotor to headings now, and I'm going to go down to physical and loader.
Words. Hit headings. Accessibility. Heading. Vision. Heading. Physical and motor. Heading.
Under physical and motor now, so I'm going to swipe to the right once.
Touch. Button.
So I'm going to double tap on touch.
Assistive touch off button.
And now in the touch settings of accessibility, you have a bunch of options here that you can change as you need to, but I'm going to swipe to the right until I get to back tap. Now I will say you'll need to swipe to the right quite a few times to get to back tap.
Assistive touch alert reachability. Double tap 3D and haptic when 3D touches touch accommodations. If you have trouble using shake to undo. If you tend to shake your eye vibration. When the switch is called audio routing. Call audio back tap on button.
So now I'm going to double tap on back tap. Now you'll notice that mine said that it was on. Important thing to note is that by default, back tap is turned off. So you will need to enable it before you are able to set it to whatever function you want.
Double tap, home button.
And now, because my back tap is enabled, it told me what I have it set to. So right now, I have my double back tap set to go home, but I'm going to double tap here just to show you some of the options that are available.
None.
There's none, and that just means that if you have back tap turned off, that it's not going to do anything.
Accessibility shortcut.
You can use it to set your accessibility shortcuts. So, for example, if you are using a phone with a home button, you can use this instead of triple tapping the home button. Or if you have a device that doesn't have a home button, you can set back tap to replace triple tapping the power button.
System heading app switcher.
App switcher, again, you can use this to go to the app switcher.
Control center selected. Home lock screen.
Now, lock screen, this is kind of misleading because you may think that if you set double back tap to go to the lock screen, that it's going to unlock your phone. However, that is not the case. If you use this for lock screen, it's going to lock your screen and you'll have to unlock it again so that it does not do what the name implies.
Notification center.
As you can see, there are tons of options that you can set your back tap to. One nice feature is that if you set it to one setting and you decide later on that, oh, I want to change this to something else, you can easily come back into this settings area and you can change it. I'm going to go back once.
Double tap, home button.
That's double back tap.
Triple tap, app switcher button.
We also have the ability to perform a triple back tap on the phone. And you have the same options that you have for the double back tap. So right now I have mine set up. The triple back tap will launch the app switcher. You can change this to whatever setting suits you. You can also set back tap to the magic tap. So if you want to, for example, use it to hang up a phone call, you can set that, but I don't recommend doing that because if you are holding the phone and you accidentally were to do a back tap by mistake, it could end the phone call. So I don't recommend doing that. unless you are really careful with the phone. Now, Backtap is only available on the iPhone 8 and up. Even if you're running iOS 14, if you have an iPhone 7 or earlier, unfortunately, you will not have access to that feature. And that's just a quick overview of Backtap. I'm happy to take any questions from members.
It is available on the new generation SE also.
Yes, thank you. I was going to point that out, but thank you for that.
Only the new ones, though.
And this feature does work if your phone is in a case as well. I know some people have
used that. Yes. If you tend to use something like an OtterBox, this is a little bit thicker. You may experience a little bit difficulty with this. Now, the one thing I don't know, if you have an iPhone 12 and you're using MagSafe, I don't know whether the MagSafe cases will interfere with that. I haven't had much experience to say whether that's true or not. I would be curious if other iPhone 12 users that use MagSafe have noticed that.